Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Keith Hovert, broadcasting live from DeVillers Square and Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in our studio today, Ms. Laverne Baker. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Keith.
And Laverne is with the Epilepsy Resource Center Advisory Committee Board.
Mm-hmm.
Board?
Yeah? Yes.
So, and we've, before even getting on the air, we've had some great conversation in the hall concerning all kinds of really cool different takes on life and stuff. And I know, in what you do, you probably meet some really neat characters.
Yes, we have been very fortunate that we had a leader, our chairman of our board, Quint Suter, who saw that there was a tremendous gap in services for those who suffer from epilepsy. And so he kind of started rallying the troops.
Yeah.
And now it has resulted in an epilepsy resource center that's located a little above 12th Avenue past the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And we help the over 6,100, or we're available to help the 6,100 people that do suffer from epilepsy in Escambia County alone.
Yeah. So what is EFOF? Is that different?
Yes. Well, we're a program of the Epilepsy Foundation of Florida.
Okay.
And the mission of that organization is to basically be a leader in finding a cure and leading the fight to stop seizures and to raise, help people overcome the challenges associated with epilepsy.
Okay, so walk me through epilepsy, because if my understanding is correct, there's more than one kind. Is that true?
Certainly. Well, simply stated, epilepsy is a chronic medical condition. And what happens is that neurons in the brain misfire and cause an electrical disturbance in the brain.
Right.
Now, we traditionally think of, or most people think of, grand mal seizures, where they see people convulsing on the floor and very severe seizures. But there are different types of seizures where you could be having one looking at someone and not realizing that they're having one. So, yes, there's many types of seizures.
And then this is a lot of times triggered by bright flashing lights, really quick kind of stuff.
Sure. There's many triggers. If they knew the answer,
then we would have the cure, right?
Sure. It would be smells sometimes. It could be the bright flashing lights. The majority of triggers are really, I know it could be food.
Yeah.
So we ask people to keep a diary and see when there's seizure activity.
Yeah.
Stress is a tremendous.
Oh, I can imagine. Stress affects everybody differently, but it's such a heavy effect on the body.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So why do we need epilepsy services in our community? And then I'm going to let that segue into, what are you guys doing in our community?
Okay. That's a great question. We decided that we needed a centralized location, one-stop location.
Yeah.
Because you get a diagnosis of epilepsy, where do you go? Your parents are shocked. They're shell-shocked. They don't know what
sure.
to do. So we have set up a location where people can come in and talk to someone under one roof. It's a very similar to the Child Advocacy Center concept, the Gulf Coast Kids
You're right.
House, where we
They'll
serve
be here next
everything.
Week, by the way.
They're awesome. What we do there is we have provided case management service, very comprehensive, mm-hmm. and then we do medical services referral. We have negotiated rates with providers. We also provide prescription medication assistance on support groups, camping programs for kids. The main thing is that we realized how many people, it's a silent disease. People do not realize the prevalence here.
Sure, I can understand that.
Statistically, 2% of a population has epilepsy, so we have 6,100 people here in Escambia County, as I may have mentioned. And so with the multiplier factor of 3.2, because it affects family, siblings, caregivers, that's 19,500 people that really here could be suffering because people are afraid to talk about epilepsy. They think you can catch it by talking about it.
Yeah.
It's such a taboo subject. You don't want to tell your employer because you're afraid you're going to get fired.
Sure.
It's really something that we're trying to help overcome the stigma and let people just live normal lives.
Yeah. So you guys have really good power with just connecting people to where they need to be.
Yes.
So, and for somebody like me who has no idea, number one, really the entire girth of this disease, but also what to do with somebody in my life that may have it or may come to find has it.
Yes, it is. People are, like I said, shell-shocked when they first, because their whole life changes in an instant. And again, the statistic that 1 in 26 will develop epilepsy sometime in their life. You're not born with it. You're not in, it's not something you inherit.
Yeah.
1 in 10 will have a seizure. So you don't have it now, but it doesn't mean you won't have it tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
And so the Epilepsy Resource Center is poised to get people on the track to help manage their seizures through appointments, you know, with the correct doctors.
Yeah, just getting the right care.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you guys operate? Like, do we do fundraisers? Do you do, you know, what are ways that the community can help you guys give back to the community?
That's a wonderful question. We do fundraising like most other nonprofits do. We apply through foundations. We actually have two grants through this, one through the state of Florida Department of Health for our case management. And we have also a federal grant for navigation through the Affordable Care Act. We also, our biggest events is coming up. It's a walk. We do a walk the talk for epilepsy, all of our branches, we have 8 of them throughout the state, do them in March and April. And ours will be April 16th at the Wahoo Stadium. It's the only walk that's allowed inside the stadium.
Yeah.
Last year, we had about 350 people, and we're hoping to get more people out this year.
And it's perfect walking season, too.
It's awesome.
Yeah, April's perfect. So, okay, how does one go about breaking the stigma here and really making sure that you guys are prominent, not only for our community here, but just for epilepsy in general, in the world?
It's by talking about it. And we do have a program that November is National Epilepsy Month. And what we say is that in October, everyone knows when they see the pink ribbons that it's breast cancer. We want everyone to know that in November, when they see purple ribbons and the fountains dyed purple here in Pensacola, that's National Epilepsy Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So we want to say, let's talk about it. So we do have do-it-yourself events where people just get people together and talk about it. And our clients are more than willing to share. They just want to be able to feel normal. Like we were today at a United Way presentation. One of our clients said, people look at me like a leper. And I mean, it's the saddest thing because she was a perfectly normal person with a 12-year career, a computer analyst, and then got epilepsy and now cannot look at a computer screen.
Wow.
And totally lost her independence.
Yeah.
She couldn't drive. They take away your license. And if you have seizures within 6 months, I mean, you have to be seizure free.
Sure.
Or they'll take your driver's license away. So transportation becomes the big issue.
Yeah.
How do you every day go to your get your groceries? How do you take your children to school? How do how do you live life?
All those things that sometimes we take for granted because we're able to do them every day.
Well, and then what's even sadder too, I think, Keith, is when we hear the stories from parents. So a lot of times the parents will tell us their child was not invited to a birthday party because the parents of the birthday child were afraid they were going to have a seizure and scare people.
Didn't know what to do.
And wouldn't know what to do and be liable and all this. So then the kid is the only kid in the whole classroom that doesn't get to go to the birthday party. It's very sad.
That breaks my heart right there. I know what it was like to not get invited sometimes.
Well, and then also, you know, the type of seizures at nighttime that some children have, they forget what they learn in school that day. So therefore, they actually maybe get labeled as slow or how come you can't read. They can't read because the seizures that night has wiped out their memory from what they learned the day before.
Wow, that much, huh? I didn't realize that was a thing with that.
Yes.
Wow. So, okay, so you've got some other client stories we can share, yeah?
Sure. We have people that are really trying to overcome and just live normal lives. So we have a lot of clients now are coming in. We have a fella, I'll call him Will.
Uh-huh.
And he is just really determined to not let epilepsy get him down. His medication makes him feel very sluggish because a lot of times it is a something like Dilantin that slows your metabolism. Mm-hmm. So maybe you gain some weight. But he's out there physically trying to get healthy and stay healthy. And they really are a bonded group. So they take care of each other. But they want to do a fundraiser and do community service projects for other organizations.
Yeah.
So they're trying their best to just be normal.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that says something for somebody who is suffering from that ailment or that disease to turn around and actually put back into the people that have helped them. That says a huge amount of respect for the agency and for what you do.
Well, and I think it shows their personal integrity as human beings. We've tried to talk to lawyers to see whether or not they could sign a waiver to their employer and say, if I hurt myself while having a seizure, it's not your fault. Right. I'm not going to sue you. I mean, they want to just be out there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Who doesn't want to go live a normal life?
Right.
So, okay. So what's up and coming for the EFOF and then the ERC?
Well, again, our walk is our main focus now for the spring. And then we will all start ramping up already for our fall events, which mm-hmm. will be the Let's Talk About It and the Do It Yourself events. We are right now, we really, really getting together some different programs for the clients. We've got yoga. A donor has funded yoga, and we are trying to just get people to come to the center, the clients, and make it the hub that it should be so that they can get the emotional support.
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm a business or a citizen or somebody that wants to get interested, how do I do that?
Give us a call. We're at 850-433-1395, and someone will be glad to have you come for a tour. Once you see, it's amazing. I did not know anyone, and still have, knock on wood, have no one in my family that has epilepsy. And once I found out about this condition, I asked people, how can you not help?
Yeah. Yeah, I completely understand that, especially if it's somebody within the 3 degrees of separation from you.
Yes.
You know? Okay, so the walk's coming up. Do you guys have a website?
We do, and it is www.efof.org.
That's it.
Yes, and you can see all information about the walk and the different locations.
Yeah.
Because, again, we do cover the state. We have 8 branches. So
oh, wow. Okay, so you guys have some pretty... a large amount of resources then between the separate offices?
Yes, but we're the only ones here in the state that have a beautiful resource center the way it is now. We really thank our local community for helping us put that together. It's just been a dream. We've moved 3 times. We finally are.
This is it, huh? This is the home.
and we have just seen such a tremendous change in our clients that they take ownership in it. They plan luncheons. They meet there and it's their safe place to be.
Sure. Okay. So other than the obvious donations that I know every nonprofit or organization like yours needs, if somebody wants to volunteer, right? You guys need volunteers for the walk or anything else?
Well, actually, anyone that has, they do a lot of like art therapy classes. So if there's people that have an interest in sharing that type of thing or gardening, we're trying to get, give them things to do that they enjoy, like we would do. And so bringing in some, if you have any kind of professional expertise or just a joy of doing that yourself, it'd be wonderful.
And helping
to
out to share that. Yeah. Well, I could think of a couple of different clubs around town or some businesses that might be able to help facilitate that.
That'd be wonderful.
You know? Yeah. Well, maybe we'll just have to hook you up with them.
That'd be great.
So how did you get into this and how long have you been with them? I guess, give me your story.
Well, actually, I am a nonprofit consultant, and about 3 years ago, the group that was involved then sort of asked, can you just come and take a look and see what we need to do to get organized?
Yeah.
And again, right then I told them, you need to do this, this, and this, and get a new chair and get your board seated. And they came back with Quint Studer.
Yeah.
So Quint used
which good move, by the way.
was a tremendous help by putting his resources together to really give them the head start they needed to get the resource center up and going. Because at the time, there were actually 2 groups that were providing epilepsy services. So there was confusion. Who did what and who funds what and how do we give money? United Way was wondering how do we divide this? So we consolidated, and that merger was in January of 2014. And so since then, we have been under one roof and have been, there's no duplication of services.
Yeah.
And so I have been there since then and kind of came on the board. And because of, I'm lucky enough to know a little bit about fundraising, I've been able to help them get through some training with the people that are there now.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have a number of how many you guys have been able to help or serve over the last couple of years?
Yes, actually, our current client list of registered clients who get case management, our case management clients are run about 175.
Wow.
Our roles right now.
Yeah.
And then we have found an increase in that just by talking about it again, sure. because people now self-identify and they know that it's a safe place to come to where they're not going to be criticized yeah. or, you know, they can tell their story.
Yeah. And you're going to get them in the right place
yes.
with the right people.
So we have other types of groups that we go out to because we also do trainings. So we do first responder training.
Yeah.
We do school nurse trainings. We do different things that, help educate the community because again, what happens is a lot of times you'll see someone with a seizure and the clients will say, they hear them say, I wonder what drug they're overdosing on.
Right.
And not realize that it is an epileptic
sure.
seizure.
Yeah.
So it really takes educating the public. And we're going even lower down to the elementary schools. We will soon have a program where the teachers will have a pull down seizure first aid training video. So kids can start learning at a very early age
yeah.
that this is okay to, and this is what I do.
Sure.
You know, and
yeah,
actually,
to be prepared for that kind yeah, of situation.
One
sure.
of the schools has a seizure buddy program in elementary school, and they know how to swipe the magnetic.
I think I grew up in St. Louis, and we had something like that, and it wasn't just seizures. It was pretty much like you picked a buddy in class, and anything that
you
were sort of their go-to person. You kept an eye on them, they kept an eye on you, and that way if anything happened, seizure or health or choking or anything else, you were the one that, you know, was there and you raised your hand or went and got help for whatever it was that they needed.
And I think it's wonderful to start at that lower age because the tolerance, you know, children are so open
sure.
and the sooner that we can teach them that just because you have this condition, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm really moved and I'm impressed that you guys have 175 on your list. And what was the multiplier you were telling me before?
Right. It was a 3.2 national multiplier.
Okay. So 175 times 3.2 is really, and probably bigger than that
sure.
of how much you're actually helping
yes.
and affecting. So, and then something else that you said, and I'm kind of curious about. So if I'm an employer and I don't know if I have anyone on my staff with epilepsy, but I know I want my staff to be educated on it, say in the restaurant business or, you know, an HR department. Is that something you guys can come down and train and teach?
Absolutely. And we want to do that.
Yeah.
We have, we'll be going to several of the local hotels here and be doing exactly that because seizure first aid is something very simple. I didn't know it. I was still of the mindset that you put something in somebody's mouth.
Right. Which they tell you not to do, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And you cannot swallow your tongue.
Yeah.
So all the myths that were coming out. So
sure.
we have seizure first aid training that we do that's just appropriate for whatever group
yep.
that we're speaking with.
Yeah.
We'd love to do that.
So, well, and another thing too, because I know my daughter's getting old enough for babysitter sort of
yes,
training, CPR
yes.
stuff. And I would think that that's something that they would probably want to know.
That's a great thing because they do have to learn CPR.
Yeah, they have to learn the CPR
right.
and do all,
that's
you know, some other
idea.
Some other skills that they need to know how to do and not freak out and handle stress and things like that. So that may be somebody you want to talk
well,
to.
Well, also, too, we have a grant to the Department of Health to do give out bike helmets. And
yeah.
we're certified
okay.
bike helmet
sure.
fitters. So if you know if people know of any groups that need bikes, helmets, we'll
yeah.
be glad to come and do a fitting and give them out because we want to make sure
yep.
that the kids are safe. Traumatic brain injury is the number one cause, really, of
yeah.
epilepsy.
Yeah.
So,
and with all the kids in schools and stuff doing bike rodeos and all that good stuff,
yes.
that's probably a big need.
Yep. And we're glad to do it. So just call us and we'll, our fitters will come out there. And
we're setting them all up, aren't we? So, okay. So let's tell them one more time where they can get in touch with you and then the website address.
Yes. Our local number here is, of course, area 850-433-1395. And our website is www.efof.org.
Perfect. So I want to thank you for coming and hanging out.
Well,
and,
appreciate the opportunity.
And I know Robin was happy to see you from upstairs, so that's good. And, you know, anything that we can do to help you get the word out and on your events coming up, we'd be more than happy to have you back. So,
great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So you can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter at PCola BRX on Facebook or at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, Laverne, thanks for coming in. And
thank you.
I hope you have a great, wonderful rest of the afternoon.
Appreciate it.
So this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.